This is the beginning of Cosmic Fire Webinar Commentaries, number 18B, page 31 in the Paths of Higher Evolution compilation, and we are working our way with painful slowness through the archaic stanza connected with this path. We find what looks like the man and the dragon drawn together, and even this dragon can be the planetary logos. You see, on the path of Earth's service, the planetary logos, a.k.a. Sanat Kumara, would have to be drawn very closely together, because the work undertaken is for the planetary logos. And for the redemption he has in mind. The man who seeks this path is then impaled upon the spear. And, you know, this spear can be imagined as the will of the planetary logos, as it channels the will of Draco, a cosmic will, and thrust within the fiery light which veils the balance. So this could be the testing light of Saturn, representing Libra as it so fully rules Libra hierarchically, hierarchically, I think that one was there, and why is it H-I-E-R-R-Y, hierarchically, that's what it is, hierarchically, and as an exalted planet. So if we're going to be thrust within fiery light, we are going to be tested by this great planet of testing. The mystic process then proceeds, a process of identification, and thus the work of Saturn is seen, and thus the consummation is effected. So the man is transformed into what he must be to tread this path. Through Saturn's fateful force, the victor then is swiftly projected to the summit of the crest. Okay, he has full powers now of the dragon in his own, within his own level of possibility. And thence to that vibrating disc which guards the fourfold door of luminosity. So he is tested before he can enter. And of course these relate to the tests that experienced masters undergo. Within the monad. Well, we might say, how can Saturn be involved with the monad? But Saturn is even involved with the Sea of Fire. It's even involved with the Logoic Plane as a kind of permanent atom, a correspondence to a physical permanent atom. It's found on the Logoic Plane. So these the fourfold door appears to be found on the monadic plane. It's my guess. Door appears to be found on the monadic plane in relation to the etheric heart center of the solar logos. Now, what may be a vibrating disc which guards the fourfold door of luminosity? Are we talking about facets of the jewel in the lotus, or really of the sevenfold monad? Are these doors within the man himself? And is the disc chakra-like? I mean, what are the portals of entry here? And we've been told that the seven facets of the jewel in the lotus, and the monad is even a greater jewel, are like ways of entry into the seven paths. So, when I see vibrating disc, I think of a chakra immediately, and I wonder about the heart and the head center. Okay. And I wonder about etheric webs as well. Protective etheric webs, which actually guard further entry into a chakra. I think these have to be within the head. These portals have to be within the head of the candidate for this path. So he has not made it through the door yet, regardless of vibrating disc. Let's look at that. The vibrating disc. Here it is. The mystic process then proceeds, and if he is merged, if he is merged with the Draco line, he will receive both vital power and cosmic buddhi, which is necessary for his expression of loving identification on this path. Okay, well, you know, it's helpful to kind of look at the words without all of the interfering typing. His will is fixed. He will remain steadfast. An internal process proceeds. It's called mystic because it has nothing to do with the outer world. It is his fate. Saturn is the planet of fate. And he reaches the necessary power. That's what it means, I think, to be propelled to the summit of the, projected to the summit of the crest. And of course, if the crest is a crown, then we are dealing with the monad as a jewel in the crown of the planetary logos, and the planetary logos is a dragon of wisdom. Okay, so he has the he has the full powers now of the dragon within his own level of possibility. In other words, he is an authentic lesser dragon of wisdom. He is an authentic lesser dragon of wisdom. And thence to the vibrating disc which guards the fourfold door of luminosity. So what may be the internal mechanism, instruments, chakras, which will allow him to enter, we don't know, but we feel that it must be, he must enter from within himself. The candidate must enter this path as if from within himself. Of course, he realizes this. Three words are then committed to the liberated one. So, projection to the summit of the crest has been a liberation. And he appears to be liberated into the world of the monad. Okay. Of the monad. Because these identifications are undergone in the monadic nature after exit from the atmic plane. So he is the liberated one. I don't think we're yet talking about the volatile essence liberated onto the logoic plane. We're still dealing with an initiate of the sixth degree. What do these words signify? He stands, three words. Will they be keynotes of what he must express? These words be keynotes of what he must express on this path? Such as wisdom, compassion, identification, those kinds of words. He stands triumphant on the speeding disc. So is it as if, are we dealing with a chakra which must attain a certain velocity? And when their utterance has, well, what has it done? Prepared him and worked to open the door within him, because these ellipses, you know, they usually mean something that is either so faded that it cannot be read, or something that is deliberately left out, not given. The door is seen ajar. Okay, so this is the luminous door through which he must pass. The speeding disc, the speeding disc suggests a level of frequency which must be attained before passage through the door is possible. So this is preparation for the treading of this path. He is a kind of a warrior. Later he will fight his way, whatever that means, onto path number 6. The luminous fourfold door is seen ajar. The luminous fourfold door is seen ajar. And actually, okay, I think the door is both within himself, but also within the etheric heart center of the solar logos. And from its other side, a voice is heard. And whose voice is this? Master of love and life. So he is now a monad. How does it say here? He is freed from, let's see. I see. The archaic stanzas come here. Okay, we have to go to stanza one. After liberation from the atmic plane. So he is a master, and he has also to be liberated from the atmic plane. I'll tell you what I'll do here. I'll use the word atmic and see if it's possible to search within this particular area. Atmic. No, too many. Atmic plane. And liberation? No. Well, all right. So this is about page 1247. And we have to get into the higher pages. There must be ways of doing this. Aha. Right. Well, I don't think I can get this yet, but he hears a voice. Whose voice is this? So, is this the voice of the planetary logos or of some emanation of his? We remember that the initiator at the sixth initiation is a unnamed existence who is not per se the planetary logos or Sanat Kumara, yet is along the emanative line of both. Son of compassion, he is that. Master of love, because associated with the heart of the solar logos, heart center of the solar logos, and life, because he's now a monad. The wheel turns all the time for those who battle on the fiery ground beneath the dragon's feet. So the wheel turns all the time. What is this rotary motion of the third aspect of divinity? What will this wheel do? Will this wheel bring him into incarnation through a Maya Virupa? That's the question. He's going to serve. This will be his service. This will be his service. To serve through battle on the fiery ground, which are the five lower worlds. And probably much in the lower worlds of the dense physical body of the solar logos, planetary logos. The feet of the dragon, who is the solar, who is the planetary logos, rest on his lowest principles, his lowest principle. I still within the cosmic ether. Cosmic ether. But the dense physical body of the planetary logos and solar logos are beneath those feet. Now, I don't think we can talk about Draco here. Draco is just too big an entity, but we have to talk about, this is the Path of Earth service, so our planetary logos is involved. And there are battles to be fought in the unprincipled realms. There are battles to be fought in the unprincipled realms of the planetary logos. So he is a son of compassion, a master of love, and battles are to be fought in these lower worlds. Okay, we have the three words reminding us. Three words are then committed to the liberated one. He stands triumphant on the speeding disc. And when their utterance has had an effect, the door is seen ajar. One wonders whether the utterance stimulates in some way three centers that make it possible for the door to open. And from the other side, a voice is heard, Son of Compassion, Master of Love and Life, the wheel turns all the time for those who battle on the fiery ground beneath the dragon's feet. And this I have somewhat discussed. We're dealing with the first word having entered on its mission, the victor. Well, you know, one is thinking of the idea of victor through clear, pure will. This is a particularly first-ray quality. But we'll go over here. And victor, pure, victor, will, clear. Well, maybe not. Okay. Let's see if we can find the No, it's going to be, and maybe it's victory through pure, but I do believe it's victor. I believe it is something like that. So actually here is the quotation, it's victors plural. The remaining two initiations concern only those who are willing to meet certain unusual requirements and to produce that special effort which entitles them to the appellation victors through the clear, pure will. And that is found here. Of these seven initiations, only five concern average humanity. The remaining two initiations concern only those who are willing to meet certain requirements and to produce special effort, that special effort which entitles them to the appellation victors through the clear, pure will. Anyway, here we have, he is the victor. The first word having entered on its mission, the victor lifts his head and seeks to utter forth a second word. Now, what are these words? We have been given certain words which relate to the qualities. Which relate to the qualities to be gained. on this path, or which are developing here. So wise, compassion, identification, luminosity, those are three words, but also the words may be divided according to the aspect of divinity. And perhaps the first word is related to the third aspect of divinity and has its mission in the worlds below. So he seeks to utter forth a second word, but as he sounds it forth, he arrests its wide vibration. So there, maybe there's a hint there. Is this expansive? Is this in relation to expansive Jupiter? Drawing again its power within his heart. It does seem to be a word related to the second aspect of divinity. So, the first word having entered on its mission, he hears a word through beyond the door. The door is seen ajar, and from its other side a voice, maybe that of the planetary logos, is heard to say, Son of compassion, master of love, and life, because now he's a monad, the wheel turns all the time for those who battle on the fiery ground beneath the dragon's feet. Now, something, this can be also another interpretation here, is the indication of the field of service, helping those who battle on the burning ground of fire by friction in the unprincipled substance of the planetary logos. So, in a way, he who is now a lesser dragon of wisdom must help them on this path of earth service. That is another possible interpretation. Of course, he will battle too, but his battle is more later to fight his way onto the sixth path. The number six is important. So the first word, having entered on its mission, and is this a word of intelligent, wise service? Okay, is this first word? Let's see. First word, a word of intelligent, wise service below. But he tries to sound the second word, and he arrests its wide vibration, drawing it again its power within his heart. Of course, he has to have the heart from which the second word can sound. The motion of the disc slows down. So it's as if, it is as if the rapid disc reveals less of what hides, stands behind the door. A slower disc reveals more. See, much of this is the question of how he will step through this portal. The portal of the fiery light opens more widely, and this seems related to the slowing down of the disc. The disc is like that which prevents. One wonders about the etheric webs, disc-like, preventing entry. A form is seen unto the master of the fiery heart, and this he is now. This form presents three precious jewels. Their names are hidden from those sons of men who have not yet attained the dragon's crest. Well, this dragon seems to be the planetary logos. We cannot imagine any human being attaining the dragon's crest if the dragon is a cosmic logos, namely Draco. Evolution within a cosmic logos is an objective even for a solo logos, and we're simply talking about a man. Three precious jewels. Well, I'm remembering the fifth ray law of repulse, sparing three treasures which he knew were good and upon which the light could shine. And these would have to do with the lower mind, the son of mind, and the abstract mind, or three aspects of mind. But we're on a much higher level here. A form presents three precious jewels. Now, one possibility is the three aspects of the monad. Since now the master is liberated from the atmic plane and is entering into the monad, within which these identifications occur. And we also want to know, is his monad somehow within the etheric heart center of the solar logos? So it's not really possible to say what these three precious jewels may be, but to learn or to enter into the fullness of the powers of the monad, which are will, wisdom, and activity. Perhaps these. Beyond that, well, there are jewels at the center of every chakra, but it seems that the door here is somehow into full monadic life. Monadic life. As I say, these are just suggestions of associated thoughts. It will be a long time before we can, with certitude, ascertain the meaning with definition and with confidence, ascertain the meaning of a number of these images that occur within the stanza. We do get the idea that it is the progress of the master on the first path, that he is in the process of becoming a son of love and a master of love and life. How did it say right here? Okay. Son of compassion and master of love and life. That this whole process of being weighed in the balances and attaining heights within the dragon in which he lives, which I presume to be the planetary logos, which is a reflection of Draco the dragon, there's a very, you know, somehow maybe quite a similarity there, because if you look at the second ray soul, first ray, third ray personality of the planetary logos. And then we know that there is something of a seventh ray nature and a second ray nature connected with Draco. And we know that the Pleiades are involved in this kind of triangle. And they have a third ray nature and a second ray nature, because they are the source of cosmic Buddhi and yet the source of cosmic intelligence to the heavenly man. And they have a very close connection with the mother aspect. There's a 3-2, kind of a 2-3, 2-7, 2-3, second aspect, third aspect combination in all these three. So he draws, he doesn't let this out, he doesn't let this wide vibration expand. It's within his heart and he can use it according to need. The second word is within his heart and he can use it according to need. So the inhibition or the inhibiting power of the disc slows down. The portal of fiery light opens more widely yet. He can enter in, you know, begin to enter and make the identifications. Is he, you know, we can ask in some way, is he stepping at once fully into the monad and into the etheric heart center, etheric heart center of the solar logos. A form is seen, and unto the master of the fiery heart, that's what he's now called. Look at these names by which he is called. He's called son of compassion, master of love and life, master of the fiery heart. We will collect some of these names by which he is recognized from the other side of the door. Some names by which he is recognized from the other side of the door. Unto the master of the fiery heart, this form presents three precious jewels. I think this should be, this thought should be related to the fact that the monad really is a jewel in the crown of the planetary logos. Their names are hidden from those sons of men who have not yet attained the dragon's crest. Also, there's another factor. There is the question of the name of the planetary logos, and how much of that name any high initiate really knows. So, at least some powers are conferred as the door opens and as the three precious jewels are accessed. These jewels, three, give to the master of the fiery heart a portion of the triple force which circulates within the planet's sphere. See, maybe each letter of the name of Sanat Kumara or of the planetary logos is a method of using, producing, accessing the energy of the planetary logos or Sanat Kumara. That's why the names are withheld, the letters are withheld. Names, syllables, and letters. Each of these confers power to the one to whom they are given. A portion of the triple force which circulates within the planet's sphere. Well, by triple force, the Kundalini is a triple force. And there are also the three aspects which are always circulating. The three jewels, suffice to say, confer force and ability to be effective through the wielding of energy. Okay. With eye intent and heart alive with burning love, the master utters not the final word. The final word somehow I feel should be connected to the first aspect. Final word should be, I think, connected to the first aspect of divinity. The time is not yet. Intelligence can do its work. Love has to be wisely directed. And the time for the release of will, has not come. The monadic ray of the planetary logos is still occultly non-effective. He steps from off the disc. You know, I think about the stone, you know. Thinking about the stone which must be rolled away from the sepulchre. A kind of guardian disc preventing or allowing entry through the fourfold door, and turns his lotus feet back to that path he earlier left behind. This will be the path of service, and this means, you know, I think the lotus feet, he can now really represent the planetary logos, the lotus of the planetary logos, or more, the heart lotus of the solar logos. So he comes forth as an agent of that great lotus. So, and turns his lotus feet back to that path he earlier left behind. So, this was the path of earthly spiritual accomplishment. The path of the initiations as possible on earth. And from the other side remounts the dragon's crest. So he sits in the achieved seat of power. He acts as a master in the world, even though he has achieved Chohanship. Chush. All right, I'm going to do it. I thought I wouldn't do it before, but now I do it. Chohanship. But even the right letters. Himself a dragon, he now identifies himself with those who seek the beast. So they seek, he identifies with those who seek the dragon of wisdom within themselves. And who seek to become masters of the wisdom. And thus he serves, turning his back upon the door of light, which could lead to greater possibilities. He is the offspring of the dragon and serves his time. So, okay. He has merged with the plan and more the purpose of the planetary logos. He is a lesser dragon of wisdom, and the planetary logos is a greater dragon of wisdom. And Draco is the foremost dragon of wisdom in our system. So he is the offspring of the dragon, and now is a true master of the wisdom on Earth. He has passed the revelation with all its luminosity, and has functioned as a pure monad, released from the five lower worlds. Unknown and unseen by him, I guess he is great. The him is capitalized, the him capitalized. A greater disk becomes apparent, turning unceasingly. See, the disks invite to enter distant worlds and are portals of entry into those worlds. He seeth not its movement, for his eyes are on the world he returned to serve. It's a bit like the seventh ray who has his eyes upon the chaos and he liked it not. In other words, he does not he does not concentrate upon the world of ordered beauty behind him. The disk revolves and brings around, before his yet unseeing eye, a greater, wider door. Mm-hmm. And also the disk revolves, it may also be the symbol of an orbit bringing entry and release in the fullness of time. The disc revolves and brings around before his yet unseeing eye a greater, wider door. And this, a door not only into luminosity, but towards a far greater path onto which he must fight his way. His eye of vision opens. It had opened before, had opened in some measure from the time of the third degree. Okay. But now he has infallible sight. The monad is to the planetary logos as the third eye is to man. So he sees with the eye of purpose. His eye of vision opens. He treads the first great path, yet knows it not. Well, perhaps because of his concentration in service. The note that sounds forth from the first great way is yet unheard by him. He is not standing back. He is so involved in the salvation which is required. Its sound is lost in the uprising cry of the children of the lesser dragon. Now here the lesser dragon is the lesser dragon here is the earth, or any planet on which this path of earth service could be pursued. So let's look up here this term, lesser dragon. There are three of them. A peculiar being, a group of beings connected with a certain constellation, and the lesser dragon. It could be Earth, could be Saturn. Okay, there's a peculiar group of beings, the lesser dragon. Okay, so are they minor dragons, lesser dragons, or minor dragons? Somewhere talked about the... No. So not lesser dragons, huh? Lesser dragons, nothing. Well, I remember Master Dragon. There are two, and let's see what we have. The Force, when rightly directed and properly controlled, is the great transmuting agency which will eventually make of a human unit a master of the wisdom, a lord of love. Here it is. A dragon of wisdom in lesser degree. Page 512. So this we should put in. A master of the wisdom is a dragon of wisdom in lesser degree, and that's page TCF 511. I called them lesser dragons of wisdom, but it's a master of wisdom in lesser degree. So what we probably have here is Draco, the great dragon, the earth, the lesser dragon, and a master of the wisdom, a master of the wisdom, a dragon of wisdom in lesser degree. Now, have we gotten anything out of that? That's the question. And I think it would be useful, since we are reaching that point, just to read it straight through and see with what we've studied whether it makes sense. It's not short. The dragon who hideth within the lowest of the sacred three ariseth in his might. In his mouth he holdeth the balances, and in the balances he weigheth the sons of men who upon the field of battle are impaled upon his spear. They cannot escape the planetary logos. See, is this dragon arising? The great dragon, Draco, in a way it is. But also the planetary logos must be weighing those who are battling within his system. In the great balance upon which his eyes are fixed, one scale is veiled in fire of vivid green, the other hides itself behind a screen of red. Those sons of men whose note responds not to the note of red enter the scale upon the right-hand side. From thence they pass upon a path which dimly can be seen behind the dragon's form. This path is entered by a fourfold door. The sacred phrases of the sons of light define it thus: the portal of the luminous light which leadeth from the green into the heart of indigo, by that rare fire and richly colored blaze for which no name on earth hath yet been found. Its tone is hidden. The sons of men, and few their number is, enter the door of luminous fire when they surmount the crest of gold which riseth on the dragon's head above the point where gleams the eye of fire. The crest above the eye. The eye of fire transmits a strong vibration from the triple laws into a center in the adept's head. This, when aroused, reveals the life that is, the form that shall be, and the work united of the two and four. These two are drawn together, their essence blends. The man who seeks this path is then impaled upon the spear and thrust within the fiery light which veils the balance. The mystic process then proceeds, and thus is the work of Saturn seen, and thus the consummation is effected. Through Saturn's fateful force, a victor then is swiftly projected. The victor then is swiftly projected to the summit of the crest, and thence to that vibrating disc which guards the fourfold door of luminosity. Important that it's a guardian disc. These three words are then committed to the liberated one. He stands triumphant on the speeding disc, and when their utterance has, etc., the door is seen ajar, and from its other side a voice is heard to say, "Son of compassion, master of love and life, the wheel turns all the time for those who battle on the fiery ground beneath the dragon's feet." So this is kind of an injunction to salvation. The first word, having entered on its mission, the dragon lifts his head and seeks to utter forth the second sound. The victor lifts his head and seeks to utter forth the second sound. But as he sounds it forth, he arrests its wide vibration, drawing again its power within the heart, where presumably it strengthens him in the identifications which he must make. The motion of the disc slows down. It is the guardian disc. The portal of the fiery light opens more widely yet. A form is seen. Unto the master of the fiery heart, this form presents three precious jewels. Their names are hidden from those sons of men who have not yet attained the dragon's crest. These jewels, three, give to the master of the fiery heart a portion of the triple force which circulates within the planet's sphere. Is it kind of a threefold word or name of the planetary logos? We're told also that it may be sevenfold. With eye intent and heart alive, and with burning love, the master utters not the final word. He steps from off the disk and turns his lotus feet back to that path he earlier left behind, and from the other side remounts the dragon's crest. Himself a dragon, he now identifies himself with those who seek the beast, and thus he serves, turning his back upon the door of light. He is the offspring of the dragon and serves his time. Okay. Let's see here. I think it will be necessary right. I want to make sure that I have all that is known here. Right. Unknown and unseen by him, a greater disk becomes apparent, turning unceasingly. He seeth not its movements, for his eyes are on the world he has returned to serve. The disk revolves and brings around, before his yet unseeing eye, a greater, wider door. His eye of vision opens. He treads the first great path, yet knows it not. So this is the, this disc seems to be the symbol for cycles that must pass. The note that sounds forth from that first great way is yet unheard by him. Its sound is lost in the uprising cry of the children of the lesser dragon. So in due time, the cycles, in due time, the cycles revolving bring vision of another greater disk and, well, is it a wider door, disk and door? Well, friends, that I think is what I can say about this. Of course, if I pondered it for a month, and if you pondered it for a month, more might come. But this is a path of service, of salvation, wise compassion, a master of love and light, identification, four identifications, entering into the 12-fold heart of the Logos, and I believe it is the solar Logos. I believe so. And indeed, it is the solar Logos. The four identifications are connected with the fourfold lotus of the solar Logos, or with his 12-petaled heart center. Of course, the fourfold lotus, in a way, can relate to our Earth. It is the base of spine center, but it has, in some contexts, more than four petals. This lotus is sometimes called the heart of the sun and concerns the subjective sun. It is not, however, possible to say more along this line. We remember that you see there's an initial relation to the solar logos through the types of identifications through which the master goes. And we remember that connection with the solar logos continues because following this term of service, he fights his way onto the path of the solar logoi. Now, as I say, we don't know whether that happens directly or whether, you know, going to the cosmic astral plane, he somehow is transferred to the cosmic buddhic plane eventually. This all has to be very eventual because these paths are very, very long. And as we realize, many Mahamanvantaras separate a master from a planetary logos, and then how many more Mahamanvantaras separate the master from the solar logos. So we see that in order to serve on this planet, we need wise compassion. We need to master love and life. We need to have a heart of fiery love. How is it put here? What are the words? It's something like that. Master of the fiery heart, son of compassion, master of love and life, master of the fiery heart, qualities, wise, compassion, and progress through identification. We get the idea of the fortitude required to serve on this path of earth service and the great opportunities which await following it. And the sharing of the light, you know, one thinks about Vulcan and the luminosity. One thinks about becoming, thinks about being a living stone, radiant, full of wise compassion, fiery in heart, full of love, capable of identifying as spirit with all one seeks to aid, and one seeks to aid those who are struggling beneath the feet of the dragon, and the feet are resting on the lowest principle, and that which is unprincipled lies beneath the feet. All right, we'll, you know, one feels, of course, the inadequacy of proposed explanations, but some links, some possible links have been given, and missing factors can be factored in to the picture, added to the picture. It is probably a great struggle, and one has to deal with materiality all the time, and one, as from the mountain in Capricorn and from the light supernal, returns and aids in the lower five worlds with effect in the lower three worlds. And one works under the impress of Saturn on behalf of the Earth. Saturn also is a type of dragon. As a matter of fact, I think, you know, it'd be well to Saturn, dragon, we have two. Saturn, who was called the Dragon of Life. And maybe Saturn was called the Dragon of Life. Okay. All right, friends. We'll go on to path number two as soon as the energy to do so presents itself. See you soon. Bye-bye.